Sorry about the light. I don't want to shoot these people facility. I'm kind of close in the dock, so. Anyway, yeah, these daycare. Every time I'm in a daycare, because I got windows all around them, it's like I don't want to show the company's facilities and shit, because I don't want to get a call on the phone. Can you put the companies in danger because they're online, and god damn it, you fucking YouTuber, you've endangered GM, Ford, or Chrysler, and we're going to fire you. So I want to add a conversation, so I'm keeping it on my face in the darkness. So sorry, guys. I need a job. God damn it, I need a job. You know, so anyway, so what we're going to talk about today is the insult by guard I got, which he called me a broke ass truck driver. So let's talk about how that happened. I pull up to a GM facility to drop off a load. When I pull up to the GM facility, I go inside. There's a guard there. Now there's already a driver in there, and the guard is waiting on him, the young new guard. There was one guy in the out, and there was one guy in the in, and then there was me. And they're working with two guys, and I'm just standing there. Then the guy on the out leaves, and the young guy who's handling all outbound traffic is only dealing with out. So I got to wait on the other guy handling inbound traffic. So when he gets done with that guy, him and the guy the outbound guy starts having a conversation about the lottery. Lottery is about $400 million. So he starts talking about how he's going to win the lottery and how, you know, he's going to spend all this money. How would you spend it? And he's all excited about this $400 million, right? So he starts talking to me about it. He says, man, you heard about the lottery? And I'm like, yeah. And I just smiled and I nod my head. You're trying to give that, you know, I don't want to be involved in this conversation, young fella. I just want to sit here. Now, he's about 18, 19 years old. The guy I got to go to finishes up with the older guy, and he said they finish up talking about the number, and he leaves. So now I get helped by the guy, and he's still trying to drag me in this conversation. He was talking to the guard, and the guard kind of politely smiled and didn't want to be in this bullshit conversation about the number. So he looks at me and says, "Yeah, big man, don't you want to win $400 million?" And I look at him like, you know what I'm saying? You know you need $400 million. And I'm like, well, nobody really needs $400 million. And his face turned beet red. And yes, I told him nobody needs $400 million. And he got upset. He then looked at me and he went, well, I ain't going to let no broke ass truck driver tell me I don't need $400 million. My eyes bulge, right? Because I'm like, did he just get upset because I was, he didn't need $400 million? I mean, that was shocking to me. So anyway, the guy finishes up my paperwork, the guard, and he's just kind of looking at me like, hey, man. He just kid, man. He's like looking at me, trying to stare me down. And I literally look at him and I just start shaking my head and I just start laughing. And I just walk out and I get in the truck and I keep laughing. Like, this kid wanted to fight because I said he didn't need $400 million.